from the University of Alaska at College. This is Your University with your host, Dean Werner.
One of the missions of the University of Alaska is to help man learn to live within the subarctic environment of Alaska. The students at the University of Alaska have taken up this challenge and have come up with an environmental teach-in committee of Fairbanks to go through the questions of the environment and concern for preservation of it. Bob Boyer, who is a marketing major at the university, is coordinator and chairman for the environmental teach-in committee. And the teach-in committee will hold their activities on April 22nd, 23rd. It's part of a national movement which has been named Earth Day to examine the conditions of the environment and how man can improve his living on Earth. Well, this is Frank Keim, an anthropology major. Frank, what do you expect to result from the teach-in?
Well, hopefully there'll be more understanding of the environment in general, more understanding of the problems, the dangers of air pollution, more understanding of how to cope with these dangers, both privately, publicly, legally, especially legally, I suppose. Those are my hopes for it.
Bob, Secretary of the Interior Walter Hickel will be speaking during the teach-in, and you'll have several other expert speakers. Could you tell us about those?
Yes, the Secretary has desired to come to Alaska to be with Alaskans on that day. He will be speaking on April 22nd at 6:30 p.m. in the Patty Gymnasium. He will also share the platform with Dr. Donald Aitken, who is a professor at Stanford University from the Department of Physics. Dr. Aitken's field is in environmental engineering. He's been quite outspoken in the environmental issues of the day, and we're expecting two very important addresses with a period following of questions and answers from the community, students, everyone who attends. Also, Dr. Sachs from the University of Michigan, who is an environmental lawyer. This is his field, the legal questions that are coming up every day involving the environment and man. He will be speaking at the Alaska Land Theater on April 23rd at 6:30 p.m. There will be a panel discussion at that time. Some of the panel members haven't been determined as of yet, but it will deal with the impact of oil on the Arctic, and Mr. Fitzgerald from ARCO will be there, that's for certain, as well as Mr. Sachs, possibly Dr. Aitken.
Could you tell us about some of the other educational-type activities concerning the environment?
Well, the educational activities are, in effect, just what's going to be taking place. There's various speakers from the scientific community, from the social science field, from maybe the political science, or I think there's one speaker in that field. And they're just going to try to pull in their fields of study and their knowledge and explain the problems that exist and hopefully how their areas might help solve those problems. Of course, in solving these problems, you have to make people aware of the problem and make them aware of a possible solution. This is the purpose of the environmental teach-in.
Bob, how did you and other students get involved with the teach-in?
Well, I can say for myself, the reason I got involved was I began to see the many dangers that are facing us with the environmental question. For many years, no one listened to the scientists, to the people who had the knowledge. And instead, we went out and sort of did our own little thing without any real regard for what happens in an environment when man moves in an artificial sort of way. He has moved in now, and it's well established. He's an urban person. There's an overpopulation problem, and this is causing great stresses on the environment. And I feel that if I'm going to live a decent life and if my children will, I want to have something done now. That's why I'm involved. And I think that's the reason why anybody else is involved, too.
Thank you. We've been talking to Bob Boyer and Frank Keim, both students at the University of Alaska, who are working on the Environmental Teach-In Committee of Fairbanks, which will hold Earth Day April 22nd and 23rd. This is Dean Werner.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the Department of News Service in cooperation with radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by the station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.